Hey, some of you were kind enough to sponsor this season of Mega Maker in our crowdfunding campaign, sponsor.megamaker.co. And I just wanted to let you know that I've started working on those projects, and I'll be doing a video on each one. Go to megamaker.co/video. That just kills me. IRL, I didn't know what IRL was. This is Mega Maker, episode 29. Hey folks, welcome to the Mega Maker Show. All this week, I've been debating whether this would be the last episode of season 2. For me, a season is about 14, 15 episodes. And the idea behind seasons is you have this kind of natural start and natural pause where you can, you know, take a break, explore some other things, and come back to the podcast rejuvenated, both for you and for me. So I think this will be the last episode of season 2. I might put out one more bonus episode just to catch you up on some of the things I'm working on, but I think this will be a good place for us to take a break and keep working on the things we're working on. Now, I'll still be putting things out for you to watch and read and listen to. Like I mentioned in the pre-roll, megamaker.co/video, I'm going to be doing some video. I'm going to be doing some more writing during the break, going to keep on working on these projects that I've started. And I'm also throwing around the idea of doing the shortest podcast in the world, where every episode would be 6 seconds long. If I end up doing that, go to megamaker.co/shortest. And you can find out more about that. We'll see if I end up doing it. I think I've got an idea for it that'll work. Let's take a little break for some coffee here. Oh, yeah, that's great coffee. Now, this past week, I had some visitors from the internet. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know I'm bananas about this documentary called Untethered. And that film was produced, filmed, and edited by Levi Allen. He's a 22-year-old fellow from Chilliwack, BC. Him and his wife, Janelle, made a detour to come and hang out in Vernon. Levi and I went out for beers, hung out. We gotta snap something.
Yo, what's up?
It's Levi Allen.
Here I am.
I got to ride in the Vanderwagon, which is Levi's sprinter van that he's converted into a camper as well as mobile video production studio.
Justin's getting a ride in the van.
This is amazing. Look at this thing. Now, I don't know if you've had a chance to meet in real life, or IRL, as my son used to say. Actually, I gotta do a little sidebar here. Merlin Mann, who is the amazing podcaster, he has a show on 5x5, he has a show called Roderick on the Line. He once sent me some comic books. And my son, I was explaining to my boys, because these comic books were Adventure Time. I was explaining to Merlin that my boys and I read Adventure Time at night. And so he sent me some comics. And I was explaining this to my boys. And my son said,
Nightmare.
No. Yeah, the guy who bought us this Adventure Time is named Merlin Mann.
Do you even know him at IRL?
What's IRL?
In real life.
Oh. I met him in real life in Portland.
You did?
Yep. And when I met him, I told him I had 3 boys and that you guys liked Adventure Time, and then he sent me that comic.
He did?
Yeah.
For free?
For free.
But he
so you saw him at your
but he
field
made Adventure
trip?
Time?
He didn't make Adventure Time. He just likes Adventure Time like you guys.
That just kills me. IRL, I didn't know what IRL was. But somehow my 10-year-old does. But it kind of proves, like, you know, in real life, meeting these folks that you've interacted with online and then getting to see them in real life, for me, is what I liked about the internet from the beginning, which was that it was a conduit to get to know people, a conduit to build relationships. And one thing I've tried to emphasize on this show is that, you know, maybe us makers are a little bit too insular. Here I am in my podcast cave recording this show all alone. And a lot of our maker endeavors are very solitary. They're just us in our caves creating things. But we can't lose sight of the importance of real human connection and how that connection spurs us on. It gives us the energy, the creativity. It opens up possibility for collaboration, for us to mutually encourage each other. This actually came up yesterday in a conversation I was having with Josh Pigford. Josh is making an app called Baremetrics. And one of the things that Baremetrics does is makes companies' revenue numbers public. And I know it sounds crazy, but a lot of companies are into this. And I asked him how that all started. At one point, it seemed like a significant event was getting Buffer as a customer. At what point did that come along?
So I started talking with Heaton Shaw, and so he's an advisor to Buffer. And Buffer was at this time also super known for they're already known for their transparency stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey man, you should get them to make their stuff public through Baremetrics. I'm like, hey, if you can hook that up,
yeah,
let's do it. So sure enough, like after MicroConf was over, like the day or two later, he does an email intro to Joel and Leo, and they were 100% on board with it, and we did it. And so by the end of April, they were on board and had their buffer.baremetrics.com.
And so I guess the point I'm making here is that no matter how solitary you think your individual discipline is, we still need people. We can't do this alone. And if you don't have a good community of folks that, like I said, can encourage you, can help you out, can make introductions, it's probably time for you to go out and find that group. And I think there's some great online communities. And I think you should also have a group locally that you hang out with, you know, at least every month and just, you know, get some of that human connection going. I guarantee it'll motivate you in what you make. Now, seeing as this is the last episode of season two, it's a good time for us to take stock of where I am on my Mega Maker challenge. If you go to megamaker.co/challenge, you can join the challenge as well. My goal is to make 100 things this year. You can see my list at megamaker.co/list. And if you look there, you'll see I am 41% of the way towards my goal. Now, we're just beginning June. That's the sixth month. And so I am a little bit behind schedule, aren't I? Because I should be 50% of the way through right now. Actually, June 15th, I should be 50% of the way through. So maybe I still got some time. Feeling pretty good about it. I am working on probably too many projects right now, which is one reason I need to press hold on the podcast. You can see those projects on the list. One is a new book called Jolt. I'm pretty excited about this one, writing a new chapter every 2 days. And I'm using a software called Readsy, Reedsy.com. And so far, I've really liked it. If you're looking to write a book, I would check it out. I'm not affiliated with them. I'm just really liking it. Also working on some of those crowdfunded projects. We have Upstarter, which is a combination of Reddit and Kickstarter. I have the Mega Maker Secret Box, and also the, what was the other one? Oh, the Mega Maker Zine. So I've started working on all those. I'm going to be documenting them on megamaker.co/video. And you still can actually, if you would like the mystery box or you'd like a copy of the zine, you can still back those projects at sponsor.megamaker.co. Now, speaking of both those projects, I need your help. If you have photos of projects you're working on, I would like you to send them to me at words@nerdnorth.com. That's my email address. If you have projects that you'd like to share, images you'd like to share, you can also go to live.megamaker.co/share, and that will publish your project on the website, and I can grab those images. I want to put those in the zine. Now, I've also had some of you sending physical objects that you've made to my P.O. box, and I would like to send some of those out in the mystery boxes. So if you'd like a little bit of promo, a little bit of exposure for the thing you're making, send your items to Mega Maker, P.O. Box 1028-1028, Vernon, B.C., V1T6N2. And all of these show notes are at megamaker.co/29. All right. Season 2 coming to a close. We will be doing a season 3 sometime in the future. Stay tuned to all the channels for that. Our podcast is hosted by simplecast.fm. This theme music you're listening to is by striker-metal.com. I am Justin Jackson. You can find me on Twitter. I'm the letter M, the letter I, Justin, M-I, Justin. Would love to hear from you, especially if you're listening to the show right now. Say, hey, Justin, you told me to tweet you. I'm tweeting you right now. And lastly, I want to say thank you. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for putting up with my shenanigans. Thank you for writing and encouraging me. And thanks for making things. That's what this show's about. And those of you that have taken the challenge and have started creating more things this year, that's what this show's all about. You inspire me. Talk to you soon.